we start with the Rav Tzadik's point, it's important to have a little bit of a hakdama to the Nekuda of Rav Tzadik, again in another piece of Nisiv Sholem, which is a chelik of an essay that we took out. It's part of a larger essay, and also, by the way, substantiated, interestingly enough, by the Chassam Sofer, which we have 5-6 lines of Chassam Sofer here. And the idea is developed in great length by Rav Tzadik. Let me just point out that we always mention a little bit about Rav Tzadik's personality. One of the other interesting, unique features in Hanhogas of Rav Tzadik was that Rav Tzadik davened most of the time be Yechidus. Not sure why, but this is what it was, except for the days of Kriyas HaTorah and for Musaf. But otherwise, he davened be Yechidus, Rav Tzadik. And also, it was claimed by the Hasidim that he kept a meticulous book of records of all of his chatoim. So every time he felt that he transgressed or did an avera, he kept an accounting, and he kept a record in a book. Of course, as we mentioned, that Rav Tzadik was tremendously zohir in the zehiras of kedushin in tahara. He was very careful upon whom he looked and where he looked. He would not look at people that were secular. He would make sure not to touch them, not to come in contact with such people. And as mentioned, it was said about Rav Tzadik he would be able to recognize a food if it was kosher merely by looking at it, because the inherent kedusha that would be lacking, we'd be able to sense and be able to know that. The chalal, very interesting, is that Rav Tzadik, who started out basically as the Ilui of Krinik, of course from a Lithuanian background, but he was a great defender of Minhag Yisrael, which many, many times Minhag Yisrael need to be explained. Sometimes they run slightly contrary to strict halacha, at least it appears on the surface. That's why many, many Sfarim are written to justify, to explain on what basis various Minhagim have been accepted. Rav Tzadik would be a great defender of Minhag Yisrael, which would be uncharacteristic of the background that where he came from, which would be strict halacha. But ultimately, he would be a great defender. And, for example, he did accept the world custom of the Mechira Klolis of selling Chometz on Pesach, which in many poskim was frowned upon due to the fact that maybe it's a haroma. People don't really intend to sell it. They're selling it because they know that after Pesach they'll get it back, and so on and so forth. So in the rabbinic literature, there's discussion about it. He did accept it. It was a minhag Yisrael, and he did it. Among the other things was, the fact is that on Shabbos, picking bones out of the fish, which from a halachic standpoint, there might be some question. The Mishnah Berurah himself discusses it, about not picking bones out of the fish because of the Shiloh of Beirah. Again, Minhag Yisrael, I don't know if you call it the Minhag Yisrael, but he didn't do that, and the Rav Tzadik defended it. Interesting that his traditionalism went as far that he also was reluctant to accept the reinstitution of Tchelus as well. And there was different reasons also, because there was, again, even when the Radzina Rebbe, you know, with his great knowledge and research, came up with the Tchelus, but there was opposition to it for many, many reasons, because many different tshuvas were written. You know, there was pro and there was against it. But the Maaser Rav Tzadik kept the traditional custom. Also, another very interesting thing about Rav Tzadik was that he departed from the traditional role of the Rebbe in the principle to refuse to work, you know, with magical cures, you know, which was traditional, you know, by Rebbes. And he would also not accept requests for refuahs. He would not accept that. As a matter of fact, Rav Tzadik, what he did was, he advised people on medical treatments. He advised people on medical treatments. In other words, he had a lot of knowledge of medicine. And interesting, just parenthetically, to point out that Radzina Rebbe, Rav Gershon Hainach, as well as Rav Kleinemus Kalman Shapiro, the Piasetzna Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, of the Ishkaidish number, who you know, was killed in the Varsovia ghetto, was an Ishkaidish Moid, you know, very, very great man. They were known, by the way, they were known both, by Reb Gershon Hanech the Radziner and Reb Koine Miskalman for writing medical prescriptions that were honored by pharmacies. Very interesting thing. And Reb Tzadik himself also would be about that. It's interesting that Reb Leib Leger once sent six children to a person who was known as a miracle worker, you know, who wrote Kemeus, and they failed to work. And Reb Tzadik says, you know, why don't you be mispavel? He says, rather than rely on those Kemeus. But then there are other mices, on the other hand, the Reb Tzadik, where they talk about his abilities also in terms of meisim and particular situations where he chose to use it. Maybe next time we'll discuss a little bit more about that. But okay, let's take a look here a little bit. Beginning in this week's parasha, on Bein Pyrus Yosef. Bein Pyrus Yosef, Bein Pyrus Alayoyin, Benoy Tzada Alayshur. The Pasuk says, talks about, Yaakovino talks about the Madregas of Yosef. Bein Pyrus Yosef, Yosef was the son of grace. Pyrus means beauty. Pyrus, Rashi says, means chayin. Yosef was a man who possessed grace, who possessed chayin. And it says, Bein Pyrus Alayoyin, means he was the son of grace to the eye. Pashupshad means a person would look at him, right? His appearance would be very, very appealing. The grace of Yosef, the chayin that Yosef possessed, Alayoyin. And the Pasuk says, Benoy Tzada Alayshur, that the daughters of kings used to step up to gaze at him due to the appearance of Yosef, which was so attractive that Pashut, that people, and Benoyis in particular, the Bonoyis would step up to gaze. And Chazal tell us that Yosef HaTzadik Bechlal was not affected by all of the Bonoyis that looked at him, because Bechlal, he would not be mistakel, he would watch his eyes and be very careful to protect the eyes in their level of Kedushin sanctity. So we have here the Nesir of Sholem, as he points out, he says, Adir Chaymer Ho'inyin, he says, Bozehu, he says, Kemod Isa, as we know, it says in Chazal, Ho'ayin Roye V'Halev Chaymet Uklei HaMaisa Goymrit. Starts by the eye, the eye sees, the heart desires, and then it translates into action, ultimately. The person is driven to do. Ayin Roye, he says, he hashar l'cholin yonah yodom. It's the eye that sees, which is really the gate, because it is that which brings man through the gate. This is which is the entry. This is the passport. It's the eye that brings the man through the gate and ultimately leads him to sin. Ukimama Moron Admor, which is the Friedige Slonim Rebbe, Admor of the base of Rome, says Alaposik. Posik would say in Halo. It's a very interesting pshat. In Halo it says, Einayim lohem v'lo yiru. Right? They have eyes. The Avodah Zarah have eyes, and yet they can't see. This is a degradation for the Avodah Zarah. Einayim lohem v'lo yiru. Said the base of Rav. But the intent of the posik also is, Im mishtamshim be'einayim lohem. If a person uses the eyes for your own personal hanoah, in other words, for gashmius, to gaze at things that you desire, if it's a naim lohem, al yidezeh lo yiru es kvod Hashem. The eyes lose its spiritual capabilities. The madrega of how much the eye is able to connect with Kedusha runs measure for measure to the other side. How many the eyes are protected from not being metamadi in eye? So if in fact a person is mishtamish with the eyes, right, lohem, lohanosom, for things which give them pleasure, for tavas olam hazeh, sal yidezeh lo yiru es kvod Hashem, ma'abdi misariya bin yonim shel kedusha, they are ma'abdi diriya in yonim of kedusha. Al tiyomur, based upon this, says in Nesiv HaSholem, sha'ashar, lishiltoin al ho'odom heimo enayim, the gate, in other words, the shar for mastery of kedusha. It's not shaykh for a person to be a master over his kedusha if his eyes are not guarded. If you don't guard your eyes, then Kedusha, you have no mastery over your Kedusha. Because you cannot control yourself, he says. The gate is the Inayim. Hare im Inayim lohem, then mashlit alatzma is shilten in sitra achra. He pushes, brings the sitra achra to rule over him. V'lochein lo yiru is kvod Hashem. The Yosef shishomar is haria. Yosef, on the other hand, who is shomer the ria. The kiddush is einov, niskayim boy, the Yosef who are shalit. Shalit means in the ruchnis, bigger sense. That Yosef was shoylet on himself. Yosef had the Kedusha, had Shlita. Yosef was in control of his matzav and his madrega of Kedusha. Kedusha ruled over him. It was because he protected his eyes. He guarded his eyes. And therefore it says, because he says, the Yosef Shomer Sarif, the Kiddush is saying of the Skamba of Yosef, who are shalit, who are majbil chalam oet, who are shalit, meaning shehishlit alatzamoy, shiltoin ha Kedusha. that Yosef had the mastery of Kedusha over him. Not at all was he damaged or affected with Benoy So'ado Alishur. Not as this Lon Rebbe starts out, which we didn't bring here on the sheet, but he starts out that the emes is, when you have people looking at you with eyes of Tumah, in other words, if you have the daughters of Mitzrayim that gaze at you with lust and Tumah, don't think that normally you will not be affected. The person thinks, I didn't do anything. But if you're in an atmosphere where eyes of Tumah are gazing upon you, there's a reishim, there's an effect. We think the eyes is merely something which is something, but of course it's not something that's non-tangible. But yet the fact is that if the eyes that come with the source of Tumah and with Taiva, and they look upon you, that is a desire in the person himself. But it was Yosef who was so high up in the Madrega of Kedusha, because he was Shomer his Anayim, that he was not affected by other people's eyes that were gazing upon him either. He says, take a look, and it's remarkable that if you look at all of the Yeridas of the various major generations, you'll find that the Pagam, that the Yerida of the deficiencies, Shahatchola Nova, it started Mehistaklus, it started not guarding the eye. It starts with the Anayim. Okay, the Chsiv, first of all, begin with the first Pagam Eitadas. Start with the Eitadas. It's because she saw, and as a result of seeing, the chitav hilenai. So what was the aschol of the downfall, right, of the chait, of the very first chait, and which that is the shayrish of all of the averis, and that is the shayrish of the yirid of mankind, right? Atov kaladayrish, which is the eight adas, it started with the yiria, vatere. Aschol ahoisa mipegam hoinayim. Fact is that there was a pegam in the eyes. The chaim bepegam deramabu. Let's take a look and analyze the pegam of deramabu. Ha'aschol ahoisa bistaklus asura, also started with the eyes. Looking at the wrong things, looking at that which is osur, ukimama moron the base avron, the base avron says, ala posik. It says, vayiru b'nei olikim is b'noi so'odom. It's posik there, the end of Bereshis. Shedor hamabul, he says, hoyakuloi ra. What distinguished the Dor HaMabul from all other generations that were also bad, in the sense is that the Dor HaMabul was completely ra. Kedachsiv ki rabo roa so'odom, kol yetzer machshav isliboi rak ra kol ayoyim. Only Ra. So he points out the difference between Ra is worse than Rosha. Because the Be'oit Shebetevas Rosha Yeshgam Oish Shul Kedusha, the Shin. The Shin is the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, one of the shameless, Shakai, right? The first of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's shame. A Rosha still has a letter of Kedusha within himself. Aval Tevas Ra Mashma'usa Ra Muchlis means completely, totally, absolutely Ra. And that's what we find by the Dor HaMabul. This is the root, vishar mekoyr hora, because you have to know, people have different madregas, right? The lower madrega, then you have shniim, then you have shlishim, you have different levels. So the root, he says, of all of the Ra Gomor starts with Istaklus, the Kasher, eye and Roya, because when the eye sees what it's not supposed to see, Choyde Bekirboy, it penetrates right within, it goes straight into the Pneumius. Shilten Hatume, the Halev Choymet, now the heart desires, Mikan Ve'elach Kvar Ein Shalat Alatzumah. He's no longer a Balbus, the Bezir. He's not a Balbus, not Shalat anymore. So Vizeh Pirish Abrocha. That is the meaning now of the posik that we started, Shibirach Yaakov is Yosef. He says, Bein Poyris Yosef. Yosef is a man of Chayn. Bein Poyris Ale Oyin, meaning Shoyrish Malosa Shol Yosef He Hayose Ale Oyin. He raised his eyes. Raised his eyes means Shehelo Zain of Lashem. What Yosef did is he was Mekadish Shnayim. He gave up his eyes. He was Mala. He offered his eyes. He was Mala. He was offered his eyes and raised it, elevated his eyes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Balze Omar Bein Poyris Keperishashishu Ben Chayn. Mala Sachayn Tolui Beriyo. It depends on how one looks. The Mishi Shomer Sariyah Yeshol of Chayn. Kumashoma, another wonderful pshat. Kumashoma Oid Moran Azmur the Beis Avrom. The Beis Avrom says on the posik, wonderful pshat. V'noyach Motzo Chayn Beinei Hashem does not simply mean that Noyach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. It's going, the eyes of Hashem goes on Noyach. Shal Yedei She'enei Noyach O'Yenei Hashem. Noyach's eyes were godly eyes. That's how Noach used his eyes. The Noach Botzochein, the Einei Hashem. Noach's eyes were godly eyes. Shishtamish behem kerotan Hashem. He used the eyes in accordance with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's rotan. Shebechol istaklus, before he decided to look at something, he stopped and made a decision. Is this al pi rotan Hashem? Is it not al pi rotan Hashem? Choshav, ha'im zeh al rotan Hashem? Lekach motzochein. Shizokha lochein wa miti shol kedusha. It's told in the eyes. The person is shomer and he guards his eyes, he's zoichet techein. The chen Yosef. So by Noach we found chen because it's told in the eyes. So the chen Yosef zoche lepoyrasu lechen. Rashi says poyrasu means chen. Yosef also was zoche to chen, to grace. How? Al yedei ben poyrasu ale oyen. Shoye ale oyen lamala mistakos. He was above the eye. Noach and Yosef was above the eye. They had control over the eye. The hiske yakir dabki shevach zeh. Of all of the shvachim, he mentioned that. Because although we know that Yosef was oimit this tremendous nesoyin, Yaakov Avinu just focused on the fact that Yosef was able to withstand the nesoyin. Because the shayrish of all of that he was able to be, is the eyes. So everything comes back to the eyes. So, omnom Yosef omnom ben nesoyin madrigosa gedoyle meoid, we know that he was oimit that great nesoyin. Ach shayrish malosa, but what is the shayrish, what is the root of his maila? Bein peiris ale oyin. Shal yideizeh hishlit es shilten hakadush alatzmoid. Ad kivi Yosef hu ashalit hu amashbil chala meoret. Yosef is the ruler, meaning he has shlita, he has control over himself. Kedusha is what masters over Yosef. Shehichnis kedusha b'toch Mitzrayim. Also, Yosef's kedusha spilled over, and Yosef was able to infuse even a level of kedusha Mitzrayim, as the Sfarim say. V'zeu ikar shevach mitnei shezeh shar harishin. So the ikar shevach goes back to the eyes, even though Yosef had a lot of milas. Certainly, we see the nesiyonis that he was able to withstand. But the point is, it starts because of the eyes. That is the shar harishin. And as he pointed out, if you're shomer the eyes, then you have chen. In other words, it's on your face. Bein poyrus Yosef means that Yosef is a man of grace. So it is nikar on the person of the face where he stands in kedusha. Noach had chen. Chen refers to the face. It means a chen of kedusha, a grace of kedusha. Again, why? The Einei Hashem, because his eyes were godly eyes. He was makrid. He was a mala. He offered his eyes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's only going to use his eyes. He's going to have control over the rear of his enayim. So it's very, very fascinating. In conjunction with this, look at now the stickle chasam sofer in the bottom, which fits in beautifully. Because the Yosef, Yosef makapta, we see, right, that Yosef, right, when he sets his chariot, right, and he goes to visit Yaakov. It says, Vayero Elof. Vayero Elof means he made himself visible. What does it mean, he made himself visible? Obviously, if he goes to see Yaakov, he makes himself visible. What does it mean, Vayero Elof? He's going to see him. He's going to see him. So, Ramban, Digdek, Loshen, Vayero Elof, the Chosav, Sheheser Yosef Metznafto. He removed his hat. He removed his Metznafis. Shehoyloy Alponov, Kumashiesh, Vamalchim Mitzrayim. In other words, when the kings of Mitzrayim, when they wore their Metznafis, the headgear, it sort of like covered the face. So Ramban learns that Vayero Elof, Yosef made sure that his father should be able to see his face by removing the mitznefes. Says the Chasam Sofer, as a chisofet to the Ramban, the Yireli, she also came that the reason that Yosef wanted clearly that Yaakov should be able to see his face, kidei sheyabit Yaakov b'tzuras toyer pono. Yosef wanted Yaakov to look into Yosef's face, u'mishom yabit Yaakov k'lechot ben Mitzrayim. The Kedusha, the Chaim, the Bein Peiras Yosef. He knew that Yaakov Avinu will be able to know. If Yaakov had any doubts whether Yosef is still the old Yosef that left him so many years ago, all that Yaakov has to do is gaze and look upon Yosef's face, because the Kedusha of a person, right, is on his face, can be recognized by his face. Kiledake Horois, he says. Some say that not everybody can see it. Dake Horois means people who have sensitive vision. It means Tzadikim. Great Tzadikim, he says. Nikar came b'tzuras p'nei chavereim. They can see and they can recognize by looking at the face of the chavereim. K'lo yishikosu v'etzleinu b'mokim achem bariches. The Chasam Sofer says, as I already spoke about it elsewhere, Zer shomer Yaakov. And therefore, Yaakovinu says, this stims now when Yaakovinu says later, Achrei re'oisi ponecho. Now that I've seen your face, emphasis on the face, ki oid chochai. Now I know that you are alive. Meaning is, what's considered alive by Yaakovinu? There's an elchayid. That he is still chai, he's living as a tzaddik. Otherwise, it doesn't make a difference. Yaakov doesn't need. But Yaakov Avinu is interested to find that the Yosef is still elepi a tzaddik. Otherwise, we're showing the chayim kruim mesim. Perish al deriyas panachom nikeli ke'oid chachai betzidkis. So that's the nekuda. That's the nekuda of Yosef because of the shmiras anayim. And Yaakov Avinu would be able to recognize that and discern that by looking at Yosef's face. Achre ro'isi panecho. Vayera elof. He removes the mitznefes to allow Yaakov to gaze at his face. With this hagdom in our Rabbi, let's take a look and see what Ibsadik has to say. Now, you know, you don't have to be a chosid to appreciate what Ibsadik is saying on the heading on Bnei Acholo. This is, of course, the Zmiris, you know, which is said by Shalashidis, which is from the Arizal. Okay, the heading of the prayer of Tzadik has a very, very novel pshat on this posik, the first posik of that Zmiris. The simple pshat, first of all, you always have to know the simple pshat to understand, you know, what the chiddush is of the other pshat. Simple pshat is, the Arizal says, Yidden sit down, you know, by Shalashudis, the Shabbos afternoon, and they say as follows, the Nei HaChola, that people who have this chus to sit in the Heichel of the King, meaning Tzadikim, Tamid HaChachonim, the Nei HaChola, the people who have the privilege of being members of the Heichel of Hashem, the Chsifin, who have a yearning. What are they yearning for? L'Megzei Ziv, to see the radiance, to see the glory, the Ze'er Ampin, to see the glory of the Shechina, who unfortunately today is B'Ze'er Ampin, meaning it is in miniature appearance. Shechina, now that we are in Golis, the Shechina, of course, is not Nizgala. Is not exposed in its full glory. It is what's called the Ze'er Ampin. It's a Kabbalistic term because the other side is Orech Ampin, and the Hepech of Orech Ampin is Ze'er Ampin, which means that the Shechina, the revelation of the Shechina, of how much Shechina we could see and we can be connected with, is B'Ze'er Ampin, is on just a small measure. So the B'nei HaChola, the people who are members of the Heichel of Hashem, these are people who yearn constantly to be able to connect with the Shechina and to see L'Megzeh, to see Ziv, the glory, the radiance, the shine, the Ze'er Ampin of the Shechina, which unfortunately is B'Ze'er Ampin. But even so, we would like to see as much Shechina as we are capable of seeing. So the B'nei HaChola have this yearning to see the Ze'er Ampin, meaning the Shechina, which is in a matzav of the Ze'er Ampin. That is a simple pshat. Says Reb Tzadik, the Isa, the Medrash says, Al Posik, Vayevorech Elikim Es Yoyim Hashvi, Vayekadish Oysoy. Let me ask you a question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Shabbos. Shabbos is man. Shabbos is something of time. What do you mean the Shabbos was blessed? What kind of a bracha did he give him? You know, a Yid comes to someone, to an Elchid, he wants a bracha. So he says, listen, either I want Parnasa, give me a bracha for Yerushalayim, give me a bracha in every area of my life to be successful. What does Shabbos need a bracha for? What's the bracha of Shabbos? Because as far as Kedusha is concerned, it says already Shabbos has Kedusha. Now, Zaykadish Oysa. What is the Vayivorech? What is the bracha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Shabbos? Shabbos was a beneficiary of a bracha of Hashem. What was that blessing? What did Hashem bless Shabbos with? What did he say? What was that bracha? So the Medrash, Baruch Hu, the bracha was, Be'oir ponov shel Odom, Kidshoi be'oir ponov shel Odom, Leidoyim ebechuli. Chazal tell us that Emes Diget Tzadikim on Shabbos are in a totally, completely different madrega than during the week, that their face, the features and the appearance of their face are completely different than a weekday face. It's not the same face. The koyach of Shabbos is to transform the nature of a human being that his face radiates. If he is a true Shomer Shabbos, if he really connects to the Kedusha of Shabbos, he's not the same person. And we mentioned already once that there are great tzaddikim like that. It's very well known, the Be'er Maim Chaim, who wrote the Siddurei Shel Shabbos. I mean, every tzaddik, of course, we're talking about these tzaddikim, were great in Shabbos, but particularly about him, it's mentioned that on Shabbos, literally they say that he grew a head taller. And you could not recognize him. He was not the same person just during the week. As a matter of fact, it is said that his landlord once saw a yid coming and going out of his apartment, out of this person's apartment, and he wanted to know who is the stranger. Then he realizes it's all the mensch, but in the Bachin he looks different, in Shabbos he looks different. It's not a stranger. This was the Be'er Maim Chaim, Reb Chaim Chernovitzer. Shabbos, fortunately, took out a different, totally different appearance. It was the Moir Ponov, it was the radiance and the shine of Kedusha Shabbos upon his face. Ki koi de machet, says Reb Tzadik. The pshat is like this. Ki koi de machet shel Odom Harishon, because before the chet of Odom Harishon, ho yeziv, the cluster Ponov. You have an idea. The radiation, the radiance of Odom Harishon's face before the chet, it was so bright. It was so glorious that it outshone the sun. It's supposed to give you a mushroom, right? There's nothing that we are capable to measure which is brighter than the sun. There's nothing that's more. The sun is the brightest. But yet, all the Marishan and Chazal say, before the Chet, his face shone and was brighter even than the radiance of the sun. In other words, it dimmed the light of the sun. The sun, in comparison to the Marishan, the sun was dimmed. Mechaye. Mechaye means it dimmed. Sapatinkel. Galgul Chamo. Kamoish. Kosel, that's Kiyidua, as is mentioned in the Medrash Vishparishas Achre. But that was before the Chet. The Achre Akil called after the Chet of other Marishan, Nitl Ziv. Zivot. After that, the radiance and the shine of his face was removed. Kamoish Nemar, as it says, says Mishan Aponov, that is Shalcheyu. Except Rak Shenisher Etzloy Aziv Ad Achre Shabbos. In other words, what happened was it remained until after Shabbos. After Shabbos, it was removed. The Mishan was Chayter. Shabbos, he still had it. But once Shabbos passed, the radiance of his face also was removed from him. Says Rav Tzadik, Ukamoy Kein Gam L'Doyris. The same thing, the exact thing. Or the Marishan is the model. Or the Marishan is the model, being the first man. Or the Marishan is the model for future Doyris. That Nisha Hamoyer Ponim Shalodim Shizoycheloi B'Shabbos. Same as the Marishan was Zoyche, to still have that radiance on Shabbos. It is Yitochen for a human being to have a tremendous illumination and a radiance of Ponim on Shabbos. Shalei Doyme Oy Ponov Shalodom Shiesh Le B'Shabbos Le B'Moys HaChoyel. Says Reb Tzadik, who can tell? Reb Tzadik, doesn't matter. The Hagam She'ein Lonu Ato Shum Heke L'Haker Zois Balei HaMedrish Hoye Mevinim Alzeh. The Chazal and the Medrish Zayim Gizein, they were Mevinim. Don't go by us. We can't tell the difference. We look at a person, looks the same. He says, but the Chazal, the Balanedi, they were Mevinim, they saw that a person on Shabbos is not necessarily the same person. Certainly if he's a tzaddik, he's a badan, not the same. He's not the same. His face is not the same. Ukamoy kenoim remato. Therefore says Reb Tzadik, listen now to the pshat, going back to the Zmiris. Bnei haicholo. These are referring to people balamadrege, haino isam anoshim shem bnei aliyo. Those people who are tzaddikim, right, who live in a higher plane. The Heim or Meheichola de Malka. And they are members of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace. The Dechsipim. Meaning they always have a yearning. Sheyeshlem Chuki Gedoyle La Hakdusha. Heim Yecholim Le Merze. They have the ability to see the radiance of Kedusha on another person's face. You see how it touches? Heim Yecholim Le Merze Saziv de Zeir Ampin. That's Rosh Hatevis. Sheyeshna Abdel Bechol Nefoshes Yisrael. In other words, the Psodic says, the Kedusha of Shabbos that's reflected on the face is not the same as it used to be. Because now we are after the Chet of Adam Rishon, and certainly we are not in the Madrega of Adonish. We are far from Adam Rishon anyway. Adam Rishon, even after his Chet, still is the far step between us and Adam Rishon. So whatever Kedusha that would radiate on our faces on Shabbos would be Bezer Ampin. Who can see it? We not. But Bnei HaCholo, the Chsifim, those people have a constant yearning, right, to connect with Kedusha and to strive always for higher Kedusha, they have the koyach l'merze ziv de zeir ampin. They can see the faces. Ampin means face. They have the koyach. So great people, great tzaddikim, even today, says Reb Tzadik, are able to see the Kedusha and the mo'or ponim that is on the face of the yid. In every yid, there's some change there's going to be. More, if you're a higher madrega, there's going to be a greater shinui, there can be more illumination, there's going to be a greater oyer. If you're a schwacher madrega, weaker madrega, then there's less oil on your face. And when is this mirror said about being able to connect and to witness and to discern the kedusha of Shabbos on someone's face? By Shalashudis. The daiki b'se'udizu la'achar shepono kol yoyim ha'Shabbos b'kedusha. In other words, when a person already has a chazoke, Shalashudis means that Reif Shabbos already passed with kedusha. He already experienced Shabbos, Reif Shabbos b'kedusha. So then at the end of Shabbos, he is given that privilege, he's given that koyach, he's given that ability. Before that, you don't have the koyach to see, to recognize on somebody else's face. Okay, Inyan Mashikosav is the said the Medrash Tanchuma. Similar. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not attach his name to tzaddikim while they're alive. Why? Because maybe they may fall. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls when a person is alive, you never know. So Kadosh Baruch will not attach his name to any tzaddik while he's still alive. When we find the Lekei Yitzchak, that's always after they passed away. It means, so they completed their life with Kedusha. But Kol Zman, someone is alive, Because Baruch will not attach his name, because Kozman is alive. How do you know how it's going to end? Yerchan and Kohen Gadol, right, was a Kohen Gadol, and yet after 80 years, became a Tzedoki, right? So Mamela, so what do we see? HaKadosh Baruch is not Miyachet Shemoy until it's sure, we are sure that the Tzidkis is there. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'amin Bohen, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, right, have full faith, Shol Yita, Shol Yata, Oysana Yitzahara. As the Pesuk says, "Hein v'gedoyshev layamin." No matter how great a person is, layamin, a Kodesh Baruch Hu can't have faith and say this is always going to be. So, person has a bechira to the last possible moment. Ukamay kain. So too says the Tzaddik. La'achesh kiyamnu b'kol yoyim haShabbos karov. After we fulfill the entire Shabbos, in other words, we are already now by Shalosh Udis, which means the entire Shabbos, most of the Shabbos, we already were mekayim appropriately. Oz daike nikur bonu aziv. Forget. That's when we receive the ziv. In other words, in order to be able to have the ability to witness on a Yid's face the Kiddush of Shabbos, it's after the Yid has already, right, with Mekayim, Kiddush of Shabbos, Roiv of Shabbos, that's when the Yid receives that Moir Ponim. The Tzadik learns that the Brocha that we learn, that Yekadish Oysa Borcha Be'oir Ponim Shel Odom, that when is that Brocha Chal? It's Chal on the, towards the end of Shabbos. Because at the end of Shabbos, the Yid already showed that he was Mekayim Shabbos Keroyu. So now he receives the ziv. Now oz daike nikur bono haziv shuba bechines hamor eponim zeir ampin shuba shufrei de Yaakov. As he points out, you know that Shalashudis is keneged Yaakov, because the three sudas of Shabbos is keneged Avraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov. These three sudas, the last suda of Shabbos is keneged Yaakov, and we know the Gemara says in Bava Basra that shufrei de Yaakov, that the beauty we're talking about, the spiritual beauty of Yaakov Avinu was men shufrei d'adam rishim. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu's Tzura was doing with Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon was the one who had this tremendous Moir Ponim. Yaakov Avinu, Shufra de Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu's features, right, are quite similar to Adam Rishon. That the Kedusha of Adam Rishon is reflected also in Yaakov Avinu. And that takes place when? By Shalosh Udis. Because Shalosh Udis is the Tzura of Yaakov. So Shalosh Udis, which is the Tzura of Yaakov, every Yid can have a Me'ein of Adam Rishon. By Shalosh Udis, every Yid who's Shomer Shabbos Keroy, who's Shomer Shabbos properly, will have a Me'ein of Adam Rishon, because he's connecting with the Suda of Yaakov, and Yaakov himself is Me'ein Shufrei Adam Rishon. So his face will radiate Kedusha Shabbos. The face of the Yid will radiate Kedusha Shabbos. As you see, we cut out other parts in the middle of the Tzaddik, because I wanted to stick just to the point, because he goes off in other areas as well. So the Tzaddik continues. Now we can understand Mashanema B'Yosef. Vayar Yosef is Echov. We say Yosef sees his brothers. Vayakirem, he recognizes them. Vayisnakir aleim, right? And he acted strange to them. Uperish Rashi. What does Vayisnakir mean? Shenas alehem kinochri ledaber koshes. That Yosef acted strange to them, and he spoke with them hard. Didn't feel like a brother to a brother. He spoke to them, right, very harshly. Ramban me in the perish Rashi. Ramban, right, disagrees with Rashi, does not accept Rashi's pshat, that Vayisnakir means Shenasalem Kenochri Ledaber Koshois, because V'chosav Ein Enochen. Why? Because the truth is, the reason he spoke Koshois was Dafki because they were his brothers. Had he been Taka strangers, he would not have spoken strange, he would not have spoken Koshois. The reason he spoke Koshois to them, why? Because he knew they were his brothers, and he had an agenda with them. So the emes is, if he would have really acted like a Nochri, would have meant not to speak Koshis. To act like a Nochri would have meant not to speak. It's Dafki because he was related to them. In other words, V'hainam Shem Debe'em is Masha Dibra Koshis Hoyerak Ayde Shem Echov V'ilu Hoyer Nochri Lohoyim Adabri Mam Koshis Klal. So when Rashi says he was like a Nochri to speak Koshis, no. As a Nochri, he would not have speaking Koshis. He's only speaking Koshis because the truth is he is not a Nochri with them. So therefore the Ramban says, what does Vayisnakir mean? Perish Ramban, Shisnakir Atzmoy Mamish. It means he disguised himself. Yosef was concerned, Bishinu Bigodim Shelo Yakiru. So says Ramban. Okay. Says Reb Tzadik, along those lines, now we can add, he says, a tremendous step. Valpi Darkeinu Yeshloimer. What Yosef was concerned, if, like the Ramban Taki says, and we accept that, that Yosef was concerned that his brothers shouldn't recognize him. More than anything, Yosef was concerned that they would recognize him by the kedusha of Yosef's face. Ramban Taki makes a point that Yosef went ahead and had to change the bigodim. says Reb Tzadik, now we can build on what the Ramban says, we can build and go further. That if Yosef in fact was concerned that his brothers should recognize him, so more than any other way to be concerned that they would recognize him is Dafki because they did have, they were Shiftei Koach, they were Kedosh Shel Yoinim. They did have the ability to look at a person's face and to see where his matzav in Kedusha is, where he stands in Kedusha. They would clearly know right away that this is Yosef. So Reb Tzadik Val Pidar Kenu Yeshloimim Bifnishol Al Datoi. Yosef was concerned. Pen Yakiruhu Echot Shehoyu Kedosh Shel Yoin. Alidei Haziv Moir Ponav Shelo. Because the radiance that shines from his face. Val Zehis Naker. Therefore Yosef, what he did was, he made himself strange, meaning Shehitmin Et Behalten De Bandraigis. He concealed his madrigas. He concealed them. She hit min vehister es hamoyer ponim shloy bikirboy. He contained it shloyakiru. Do you have control over that? Does a person who has kedusha on his face, does he have control? Says the tzaddik, yes. Ukemoy she yedua bikedusha elyoin she biyochol tom. They have the power. Lasois kain lahat min es atzmam im bechinas kedushosam shloyakiru. In other words, the tzaddik, right, wants to leave town and he wants to go to a place that no one should recognize him, and he's afraid that there might be other tzaddikim who may be margish who he is. A tzaddik has the ability to hide his kedusha and therefore to block the hashruf kedusha that is normally reflected on his face. He has the koyach to do that, and that's what Yosef did. Vayisnakir aleihem, says the tzaddik, means they should not be able to look at his face and recognize the mile of kedusha that would be reflected on his face. So he says, Ubazeh Yuvin al Oshin, says Reb Tzadik, if so, so now it's Meduyik very much, the Loshin we find, Shenem Achazeh, the parashas we find, Shishom Alehem Ani Yosef. When Yosef says to them, Ani Yosef, so the Chsiv, the Pozik says, Vle Yochlu Echov La'ano Yisoy Soy, right, his brothers could not answer him, Ki Nivhalu Miponov, they trembled from his face, they trembled, not Miponov from him. Because when the time came to reveal himself, he no longer hid the kedusha that radiated from him. Then they saw such a tzaddik yisrael olam standing in front of them. All of a sudden, they recognized this is a different person. They saw all of the kedusha that was reflected on his face. He said, "What happened was," he said, "because then this is the kasha is why does it say miponov? The lechayra havaleilam meimra mimenu kinevhal. It's not from his face. Kinevhal mimenu. They were right. They were frightened. They trembled from him. Umahalosh miponov shemiyuter." So he says, Omnam, Nifnei Kishir Shiboho Eisle Hizvadolahem, because when the time came to reveal himself, Oshuvla Hister is Moiponov. So now he no longer concealed, right, the reflection of his face, Mehem. But Ozhi Kiruhu Be'emes, Vinivalu Mimoiponov Shirobo Shu Yosef, that he saw was Yosef. And now he says, Ubinyan Azeyesh Lemegamkein. He says, and that explains also, Bemashinem Rachazeh. So ultimately, when Yosef meets up with his father, Shenema, what does it say? Vayal likras Yisrael Oviv. He goes up. Yosef goes up towards his father. Goishno. Vayero Elov. And he makes himself seen. Right? Shenema Vayero Elov Nera Kimuter. That's the Chassam Sofer Mamish that we had. Right? With Ramban. What's Vayero Elov mean? Of course he's going to see him. Ramban said, remove his hat. Remember, he removed the mitznefesh. Right, so that's Vayera Elov with Nera Kimuter. It seems to be superfluous. Much goes to Rambam. Omnom says Reb Tzadik, while Remes Hanal. What the Pesuk means, Nizgala Elov, he no longer concealed his face. Vayera Elov means he allowed the radiance of the Kedush of his face to come out and to be shown on his face. To show that he came, that he lasted. And the Kedush that he had originally, that Kedush remained with him. He was Mikayim with his Kedush, not. He survived as Tama Mensch, but Yosef survived in the same Madrega as the Yosef he survived. In his Kai and Bigdusho that in his Kedusha. So now he says a tremendous thing. We all know this Rashi. Vuzei Shlomo Gamkin, Mashikosu Perishashi B'Shem Razal. Rashi brings the Razal, all the Posik Vayev Chal Tzavor Achoid. Right? They're right? Aval Yaakov Lenofal. He says that Yosef, right, fell on Yaakov, right, on his neck. However, Yaakov Lenofal on the tzavor of Yosef. Why? So Rashi says, why? Shoyakoyre Eshema. So the Veltkash is, so why didn't Yosef say Shema? If it was really this man Krishma, Lechoyre Lomalekor Yosef Krishma, Imigi as man Krishma Oz. And the Yosef Kvakoro, Havlo Yaakov Gamkin Likusmakoy, the Machim Wuzep Spring, the Ethnic Kenton, the Yogi Kenton. So why not? What's up with the Indian? Yaakov is saying Krishma, right? And Yosef not. What's the Indian? He says, Omnam Yuvan. Listen what he says here. This is an amazing thought. Alfi Devarenu, he says, because the truth is, he says, Ki be'esh yehivilo k'sonis apasim. You remember going back to the beginning of the story, when the brothers came back to Yaakov and they bring the k'sonis pasim. So Omar, so Yaakovinu says, k'sonis b'nei chayero acholosu. Why did he say that? From where did Yaakovinu get the idea that he was eaten by chayero? Because the Isa, the Gemara says in Shabbos, it says, in chayero sheletes be'odom, achinid maloi k'behema. In other words, we know the Gemara says the truth is an animal will never attack a human being, as the Mashal says there on that Gemara, Kozman, he has to tell him alakim. If man is not poigim, is tell him alakim. If man does not defile, is tell him alakim. If man does not destroy, if a person preserves his tell him alakim, the kedusha, the tell him alakim, an animal will never attack man. The reason a behemoth will attack a person is because nid malik a behemoth. When the behemoth sees a person and doesn't see a person, sees another behemoth. Now he sees a human beast. That's what he sees. He's a human beast, a chilik. It's a beast, it's a beast. So, what it means is, it means that the radius of the face already was nishtana. Kedisha b'Zohar Kodesh, we go to the side, you have to turn it on the side. Zohar Kodesh says, begin this chalef lay, since it was removed, hayyukne kadisha, when the holy tzura was removed, is chalef le hayyukne de barnash. So now he says it's already no longer the same tzura of the human being. Now it is no longer. The human being has the tzura of Odom Kozman, he has the yukne kadisha. He has the tzura, the kadusha dike tzura. But if he loses the tzura dike kadusha, he no longer has the tzura of the human being either. In other words, he says that means that Yosef HaTzadik fell in his madrega. Obviously, if he was attacked, if Yosef HaTzadik was attacked, that's a reflection. So he's not just he's not worried about the physical being of Yosef, as much as he was concerned that this is a simon, the fact that he was able to be attacked by a chayero, that means that tells us something. That means that Yosef lost his tzelem alekim. He lost his ziv ponim. He lost his mor ponim. That's why val yedei zev ayimoyin lisnachem. Because it means, because that means that Yosef, right, lost Oilam Habo, maybe, possibly. By Yoimer, and he says, Ki Eirel Bini, Eivel Shoilo, it means that I will go down. Right? As Yaakovin says, it's a simon that I also, that my Oilam Habo is lost. Why? Because Ki Mipnei Shoyeziv, Vikunen Shoy Yosef Doimel Yaakov. We know that Yosef, right, was a mamish, was a reflection, was an exact reflection of Yaakov. Yaakov was concerned, if Yosef loses his Tzelem Elokim, loses his Mor Ponim, maybe that's a simon that I also. Because Yosef and Yaakov, we are one and the same. Yosef fell from the Madrega, he was attacked by a Chayero, means that what? That he lost his Mor Ponim, that means maybe that I also lost my Mor Ponim. K'mo shekos v'abreshes rabbis, the Medrash says, u'mamelek asher sholta Chayero b'Yosef, mizem nire, that tells us, Yaakov was concerned, sheish began the kilko gam b'dyukne she Yaakov aviro l'asholim. That was in the beginning. Chayero acholosu. It means that what? That the Chayero sees Yosef as a, right? Nidma like a behema. Yosef Tzadik, he loses the Kedusha. The Kedusha of Tzuras Odom. He lost his Tzelem Elokim. So Yaakov now is also concerned for himself. What does it say about me? Yosef's Tzura is a reflection on Yaakov Avinu. But later when he was told, She Yosef Chai, V'sheloi Sholto B'chai. There was a mistake. It's not true. That Yosef never was attacked by a Chayero. So then Yaakov even had a second doubt. What was the second doubt? So maybe at that time he did not lose his Tzelem Elokim. But now that he was in Mitzrayim for so many years, but maybe subsequently he did lose his Yukne Kadisha, his Holy Tzura. So Mamela, he says, Im kol ze hoyoid mesupikim chaz v'sholom lo niskal kol had Yukne Shaloi b'Mitzrayim erev ha'zoretz. U'befratcho yim moishul v'shal idvoye b'shus atzmoi. Right? So being that he was a moishul, and he was b'shus atzmoi, he was concerned that all of this, right, might cause a tremendous yerida in Yosef's madrega later. Omar, therefore he says later on when he hears Yosef is alive, what does Yaakovina say? Rav, he says, Rav, oy Yosef ben Ichai, eilcho ve'erenu. It's important for me to see him. I have to see him. It's not enough. He's alive. He's alive, but how is he alive? Is he alive as Yosef HaTzadik? Does his face still radiate the kedusha that he had originally? So now that I hear he's alive, but Elcho Verenu, I want to see him. I want to see how is he alive. In what madrega is he alive? Who is the Yosef I'm going to be seeing?
So now, says the Tzaddik,
Bnei Amanu, Amar Shekosa, when it says Bnei Hechola, let's remember that Rav Tzaddik's objective here is to frame for the Kashrut Krishma. We shouldn't forget. That's what he's trying to frame for. He's building up to it. So he says, Bnei Amanu Amar Shekosa, we just said a moment ago, that Bnei Hechola, who are the people who can see Ziv de Zerampin? Who are the people who have the ability to recognize Kedusha in someone else's face? It's not everybody. You have to be a member of the Bnei Heichola. Member of the Heichol Hashem, which means only the Bnei Aliyah. Assuming that Yaakov Avinu Rabbeisai is no longer of the Bnei Aliyah, Yaakov Avinu always, right, was self-critical. Yaakov Avinu always says, Katointi mikol hachasodim. Yaakov Avinu always indicted himself. Yaakov Avinu, looking at himself, might have been concerned that he has no longer, he doesn't have the koyach, he doesn't have the power to recognize Kedusha on Yosef's face. So what's it going to prove? He doesn't have that koyach anymore. So let's take a look. What's the Yetzer? V'inu amarnu al ma'a shekosa b'nei hechola. We said a moment ago, regarding the b'nei hechola, we said, Dalav kol odom zoichol hazeh. Not everybody has his chus. Sheyim even al moer ponov shel odom. Rak mi shehu mibnei heichol odom alka. Only those people who are members of the Bnei Heichol odom alka have a koyach to discern and to recognize. They have the koyach hariyah to see, looking upon a person's face, whether he has that radiance of Kedusha. So vagam, on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu ol vashon. It's true, emes. That's what we know. We know Yaakov Avinu was one of the greatest. That the Yetzer Hara was in Shoilet. And the Gemara says, what else about Yaakov Avinu? The shehit imon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was among the few that tasted. Yaakov Avinu was such a high madrega, the Chazal say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him a taste of Olam Haba in this world. Shenemar Bohem Bakoil Mikol Koil, as is mentioned in Soif Perikamet above the Basra. And Vegam Yaakov Avinu Olam Hashom once said Al Atzmoi Yecheyesh Li Koil. That's the Lashon the Gemara uses to show the high madrega, Koil meaning in Ruchnias. But that same Yaakov Avinu was not confident that he always, right, is in that madrega. Omnam Mipnei Shoyor Be'al, at least for now we should be part of the Bnei Haichol Demalka. What is the best way to become part of the Ne'achol of the Malkah? Krishma, that's Yichud, which means that we connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Achdus Hashem, but we, by proclaiming Achdus Hashem, then we also become Echot together with a uniqueness. We connect with the Achdus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Ato Echot, right? Vishimcha Echot, that's Shema Yisrael Hashem, okay? And Mikamcha Yisrael, Ge'echot Be'oret. So Mikamcha Yisrael, Ge'echot Be'oret. So if Yaakov Avinu becomes part of the Bnei HaKol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Krishma, because Krishma is Yichud Hashem. Yichud means that he himself all connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud Shal Krishma, he becomes part of the Bnei HaKol of the Malkah. As the Pasuk says, we know, we say it, Baladovid Hashem, listen to the Pasuk. Look how gewaldig the Pasuk fits in. Achashualti meis Hashem, oiso avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayoi, Lachzois benoyam Hashem ulevakeh beheicholoi. We become part of the Bnei Haichol of the Malka. In other words, kal yedei sheyizke leyachet nafshoi lekashroi bahamoker lachzois benoyam Hashem. Right? Through the fact that he is going to first connect the source. The source is you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lachzois benoyam Hashem. When a person has the ability to connect, right, is the nothing which comes out like from the Mokim Kaddish there, it's from Atika Kaddisha, that's the real Rashi Tevis, Atika Kaddisha, but not going to get into the Kabbalistic term here. The idea that that's the Bechina, where a person connects, right, Benoyim Hashem, he connects his Mekashi himself with a Kaddish Baruch, and that's the source. So then, because what says after that? In other words, if it's Shifti Beveis Hashem, Lachzit Benoyim Hashem, if you are able to maneuver, to become part of the Lachzos B'nai Hashem, the consequence of that is Ulevakir Be'echolo, you become part, a member of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's palace. The Lachzos B'nai Hashem is through Kriya Shema, through Kabbalah Oil Malchus Shemayim, completely submitting oneself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now you become connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu because you're mevatel yourself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. that lazo is benoyim Hashem, which the upshot of that is ulavaker becholoi. It was for this purpose. Hoyachonas Yaakov in olav Hasholem bekriyishma. Tell you there, Hayichus or Krishma, Yenifal, that's going to create Larza Benoyim Hashem, Ulevaka Becholoi. He do as it is known, as he says, Nochazach, he says, as an aside, Tell you there, Boruch Shem Kevoid Malchusai Lodom Void, Nasa Yehuda Titor. That's when we down here make a Yehud, right? That we proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity, the Chinis Galus Malchishamayim. We say, Boruch Shem Kevoid. We bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory down to this world. Right, we reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's royalty down in this world because she ain't melech b'layam. In other words, what it means is very simply, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of kings, but in order to be a king you need a people. If nobody in this world believes in him, that in a sense takes away kibiyochel, you know, from the shame melech, ain't melech b'layam. So we as a people, by saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusoi, we therefore reveal the Malchus Shemayim down here on this world. Right, so Merela, he says the Ikra Yehuda, so this is the through this tremendous yichud of Krishna that Yankovino is doing, Yizke Lachzus Benoim Hashem. Now, after the Krishna, Hoyemevin Oz, now Yankovino had an ability, Berias Ponov Shol Yosef, Shad Yukne Shol Ziv Ponov Kayemes. That the radiance and the shine of Kiddush on his face is still Kayim, it's existing. And therefore Yaakovino later on says, Amuso Hapam, now I can die, he says comfortably, Achre Roisi Es Ponecho. Again, the emphasis is on Ponecho, he says. Shehikir b'moir ponot, ki oidcho chai b'tzidkoi ko'omor. So this is a very, very fascinating idea that Reb Tzadik says. Not everybody has the koyach. Every Yid, he says, the emesis when it comes to Shalosh Yudas has some sort of, he's a Shem Shabbos, has some sort of a change on his face. But special people can recognize it on other people's face. They have to be part members of the B'nai HaKholah. That they are able, the Merzei Ziv, they are able to see the shine of Kedusha coming that's reflected off the face of a person. And the Tzaddik says that what Yaakovino needed to do, because he wanted to recognize where Yosef HaTzadik standing is, if he still has his Madrig of Yosef, it was necessary for, but Yosef now didn't have a reason to say Krishma. That's a terrorist. Yosef had no reason to say Krishma. Yaakovino had a reason to say Krishma because he wanted to make sure that what, he's going to have the ability to become part of the B'nai HaKholah, to be able to see, to recognize Yosef's face. So Yaakovino Daike was the one that had to do this and do that. So again, so we have it again, an idea about the tremendous madregis, that means that a person, his matzav of ruchnius is actually reflected on the person's face, and that's really, as Reb Tzadik, we had a number of weeks ago, the tzelem alakim doesn't mean a physical feature, because Baruch has no physical feature. Tzelem alakim means that the kedusha, that the neshama, which comes, which is a chelik alakim out, is reflected on the human being. But a person, so his actions has the koyach either to destroy it or break it, or the koyach is to build it and rebuild it to the highest level of kedusha to be recognized on his face.